Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's get things going. Mahoney, got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
So we've seen this happen before where people that are in charge of the accounting sometimes, in fact, we kind of had this happen around these parts one time. Not specifically with this company, but the person that used to do our accounting left and then went to another company and started doing this exact same sort of thing where they're like stealing money, large amounts of money from the company, and they're doing it to fund their gambling habit.
Oh, no.
So, but this takes it to a whole new level, Dave.
It does. So this woman, a Tasmanian woman, a Tasmanian devil, if you will.
Is that your Taz?
That was pretty good, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Pleaded guilty to stealing $940,000 from her employer to fund her gambling addiction for online gambling. So she would set up this little basically like slot machine. It's called the Heart of Vegas, and it would sit there and, you know, run. And if you've ever like gambled, you know that there's a button you can push on a lot of gambling machines where it just automatically does it, so you don't have to sit there.
The real junky way to play.
Yeah, yeah, where you're just like, all right, let's just see what happens.
Part of the high, I feel like, is the click, though.
Oh, the push of the button. I mean, even back in the day with like the pull of the lever and all that. No. But
no,
like,
no, Mahoney, not when you're really junking out.
Mahoney knows what I'm talking about. Like, when you're really junking out, you're just like, I don't even have this in me anymore. I'm just going to push the auto button.
I was playing Buffalo.
Yeah.
But the auto button was going too slow, so I was just like, basically just like
finger punching it. Jeez Louise.
And now Mahoney and that slot machine are dating.
They are in love.
But so, it did pay out.
Let me tell you about how bad this was, though. So she would set this thing to auto and go to bed at night.
Oh my God.
While she was sleeping.
You're jumping out while you're asleep?
How do you even have enough money to keep going?
Well, she
didn't. She was stealing $940,000 from her employer. So she was in charge of all the financing at her company. And so she was like sending different cash to all of these. It's a veterinary hospital. But she's sitting here sending it to all these different accounts. But because she's in charge of accounting, it took a while for people to notice. Here's the real kicker in case this hasn't been kicked enough. This slot machine doesn't even pay out real money.
Oh, did she know that?
Yes.
So was it like coins for your like Fortnite skins or something?
It's like
what would
coins
you even...
and credits that you can basically use for other stuff, but it's not even real money.
Oh my God, this lady is such an idiot.
This is a
moron.
Yeah,
you're stealing real money for fake money. There's not even a
you
payout.
Just taken the money for real.
Really?
And been just steal the money
and skip the letting it play overnight step. Jeez. Oh, you're doing everything so wrong, lady.
So
they
wrong.
Said the real Vegas slot machines, just like the ones used that you know and love. However, in this case, according to the terms and conditions, that's very clear. Regardless of the terminology used, virtual items can never be redeemed for real world money.
Oh,
so
what
you talk
an
about
idiot.
Throwing good money after bad, but man, what an absolute donk.
And now you're going to prison.
Yep.
For real, not fake.
Yeah, no,
for
real prison.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So there's been a lot of talk about this new COVID variant. How fun, just in time for the holiday season.
I thought he was in that early 2000s.
B2K, Omarion?
Yeah. Is that not the same?
He's got an icebox where his heart used to be.
No. This is a cousin of his, Omicron. And again,
I stayed at that hotel in Dallas once.
Did you? Yeah. It's the one with all the stuff on the side.
Uh-huh.
Lights up. It's really nice. Give out great umbrellas, I hear. Anyway, so long story short, there is a lot of talk about it. If you were following the stock market, it dumped off 1,000 points on Friday. Pretty cool.
Yeah, right. What's as I put a whole bunch of money into it.
Kick it.
Okay. I'm an idiot. What does stock have anything to do with a new variant?
So the idea is that people are spooked that this is going to cause another, you know, huge outbreak globally. And so they're dumping off a bunch of their investments. And obviously the way that the market goes.
But people are getting it. And if you're vaxxed, you're
well, still, so they're talking. They're
saying it could pose a huge risk to people even that are fully vaccinated. But then at the same time, the British expert who helped develop the COVID-19 vaccine at Oxford University said it's extremely unlikely that this newly discovered variant will trigger a wave of serious illness amongst vaccinated people.
And I think I read something from the guy who was doing the study down in South Africa on this, and it said this is from what they've seen so far, it's more mild, but it's more transmissible, which is... hey,
this is
cool.
What we heard with the Delta variant.
Well, no, Delta was more deadly in certain cases.
Okay. But I was just, I guess I was getting at the fact that it's more transmissible than the OG. Right.
Yeah, this is less deadly than Delta from what the guy in South Africa is saying.
Also, can we keep things simple? I mean, as opposed to Omicron, I mean, can we just continue naming it after, like, beers or airlines? Like, can this be the Spirit variant?
Or, like, what hurricanes do, just some, like, bootleg name that nobody's named anybody for the last, like, 30 years?
Well, we just had Delta. What about the American Airlines variant?
Can we just Spirit. Just do numbers?
No.
Like, 6, 7.
No, can we be exhausted by the time we're at 3,422?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like we're already at that. I feel like we're already into the 3,000 variant of...
Am I the only one who didn't really realize, you know, I mean, obviously I knew, like, the flu, influenza, but that goes around every cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mahoney.
Is a variant
of
the Spanish flu?
Oh, the Spanish flu? I didn't know that.
No.
Yes.
I thought that you were just saying that you didn't know that it was a new variant because that's why there's so many different flu shots.
No, it's like because it's mutated so many times. But like if you trace it back, most flus are a variant of the Spanish flu.
You're saying there was no flu before the damn Spaniards got to us.
No, there was. That was just the real bad one.
Oh. It was the British flu.
You know, 100,000 plus people. Yeah, it was bad.
Not great. So a beautiful Black Friday tradition. Let's rob the place. You know, you go out with your friends to get those great deals, and nothing's better than free, right?
Breaking in, you know, or rioting to get in. Now you're to spend money. Now you're just breaking in to steal stuff, and then they're running away.
I remember the good old days when we used to fight to purchase things. Now,
not anymore.
Thieves in California and Minnesota continue to target retailers with swarms of masked people making off with merchandise over the holiday weekend. Police say that 4 individuals got arrested. They were involved in a flash mob theft of at least $400 worth of goods, which doesn't seem like enough, from a Home Depot in Lake California. Like, what are you doing, stealing like half
California
a pressure washer?
California needs to change some of those laws.
And what did they steal from this Home Depot?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So it was a very strange heist, Mahoney. It was sledgehammers, crowbars,
that's terrifying,
and axes.
By the way.
To me, axes,
that is, which is pretty metal.
Go in, like, almost, honestly, probably... The article that I read said she'll go and loot more. But how terrifying is that? You're grabbing axes, crowbars to go and loot more, and sledgehammers to go and loot more with. That's terrifying.
This, on the other hand, I kind of get a little bit more. In Minnesota, there's like 30 people that all busted up into a Best Buy and started grabbing stuff.
Again, what are you like at this point?
Because you can get away with it. The laws are saying that you can get away with it after X amount of dollars, like, and then it becomes a felony.
All the Apple products can be found. Like, anything worth anything has, like, basically a way that you either have to, like, activate it through the you know, they figured out ways to do that. Like, so what, you're stealing a TV? At this point, what the hell?
You just save $600 and you risked federal prison. Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Cool.
So that is more than just the tip in the case of employees at a Nebraska bakery. They were shocked when a customer who had an order that totaled $5, left them a $2,000 tip.
Was this by accident?
It was on purpose. Preston Rath, an employee of the Omaha Bakery in Bellevue, said the customer named Nicholas had 2 turnovers, which came to $5, and then put a $2,000 tip on the line of the receipt. I was like, all right, that's wrong. You put too much of a tip there. And he goes, if you don't hit okay, I'm going to reach around and hit okay.
Oh, damn,
Nicholas.
That's a move. And also, fantastic taste. Who doesn't love a turnover?
One of my favorites.
I feel like very underrated. Very underrated bakery item.
I agree.
That's your takeaway here. Some guy left a $2,000 tip, and you're like,
I want an apple turnover
for
breakfast.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How much have you changed in the past 10 years?
Message deleted.
About 50 pounds.
If you're doing it by weight, okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, I would say a significant amount. I mean, my life has totally changed in the last 10 years. I've had 3 kids with a 4th on the way. I mean, going from, you know, being...
And you got married, too.
Being single and ready to mingle to having 3 kids and being married. And, yeah, that's, I'd say a lot's changed for me over the last 10 years. How about you, Mahoney?
You know, my life's actually pretty much the same.
I was going to say.
Getting fat and losing weight, you know, that's pretty much...
But I would say you've dramatically
improved
as far as your happiness over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Because you and your wife have been together for about that, right?
10 years. We've been together for 10 years. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's like right around the time. And I would say that's right around the time I felt like I became an adult. So.
Yeah, she grew you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Audrey, you had just turned 20 10 years ago.
I was just thinking, like, holy smokes, from where I was 20 to 30 is honestly night and day. But, I mean, over the last 10 years, I've graduated college, could have had 2 degrees for how long it took me, moved across the country, married.
Yeah, it's a lot. Ian,
that's a lot.
You've changed a lot over the past 10 years, too, right?
Nah, not so much.
Don't lie.
Now I just wash my sheets.
Do you wash
That's
your
a big change.
She washes the
okay,
sheets.
Okay, but found somebody to wash your sheets.
There we go.
The collective.
We, yes.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
You know who doesn't get enough hate? Wallet companies. They just assume that men don't carry coins.
Message deleted.
You want a coin purse?
They make the wallets for men with the zipper.
Do they?
No, they don't.
They do.
Do they still make that for women? Because it does stun me every time that I go, man, I need some change, which is pretty rarely. But if I have to, I don't know, like put air in my tire or something like that.
Do you not have a thing in your car, like a center console with a change thing in
there? If I'm with my wife, though, and she'll go, oh, I've got you. And she busts open her little side pocket and coins galore. I'm like, who carries a whole bunch of change?
Adds so much weight.
You don't have change in your car?
I never remember to replenish it. Like I'm saying, if I use that change one time to put air in my tires, do you have a whole bunch of change in your car?
Yeah, I got like probably like $5 worth of change.
Yo, there is a 2013 maroon Toyota Avalon.
Hey. Yeah, they ain't going to find it.
Yeah.
It's hidden in there.
You just said it's in the cup holder in the middle.
They're not going to look there.
In a secret cup holder.
Yeah, the most obvious place. You're going to overlook it. I will say wallets, though, I can't find a good wallet. I've been looking for a good wallet, like replacement, because my wallet is literally falling apart right now.
Your wallet is ridiculous, though. You've got way too much stuff in your wallet.
I was just going to say, I feel like whenever I was working back in the day trying to help men find, like leather goods, the fossil days. No, fossil.
Oh.
So men would come in looking for their same exact wallet, but just new.
Yes.
And it's like, dude,
this is that's what I want.
40 years old.
I've enjoyed this wallet for 40 years. I'm attached to it.
I know where my things are.
Fits nicely in my front pocket or on my butt.
So what I think
my
you might need to do, Google that brand.
I don't know. It doesn't have a brand.
You've just worn it off?
I didn't have a brand. I think I bought it at a Nordstrom Rack or something like 10 years ago.
I will
12
say,
years ago?
He's right that wallet companies don't get enough hate, because most of the wallets that I at least have marketed to me through whatever crappy social media that I'm on, it's always like, this wallet holds 3 cards, and it's got RFID blocking and all this other new thing. I'm like, who just has 3 cards in their wallet? I've literally got everything.
It's like going around with like a little scanner, like on men's back butts.
Yeah.
You'd be like, dude, like trying to like get all your information off of the chip.
I like having a wallet with dirt.
Notice that.
So I know it's in my... in my pants.
A wallet with girth?
Yeah, like those super ultra slim wallets. Like, yeah. I don't like them because I feel like it could fall out of my pocket at any time. I wouldn't feel it.
Where's your wallet right now?
It's over on the table.
Oh, yeah, see, you don't even keep your wallet in your pocket.
Who sits on their wallet?
You keep your wallet in your back pocket?
That's bad for your spine.
No, but I mean, I don't keep it. I keep it in the front pocket.
Yeah, I keep mine in my front pocket.
Good. But like when it's there, you don't take your wallet out when you sit down?
No.
It's slim.
No, you're the weird one here.
Ian, do you take your wallet out?
I'm the odd man out. I sit on my wallet. I'm back pocket, bro.
But you don't take it out when you sit down?
Nope, I'm sitting on it right now.
Oh.
You fart on your credit cards?
All the time, actually. I never thought about that.
Think about how ratchet that is when you're handing somebody payment. They're like...
Wait, where is your butt crack, and why is it in alignment with your back right pocket?
These pants are loose.
Please leave a message.
Charge declined.
Just before I sat down on the toilet to go poop, I looked between my legs and saw that I had lifted the seat and the lid. Thankfully, I caught myself and put the lid down and carried on. Has that happened to you recently?
Message deleted.
But he's saying that he almost fell in?
Was your ass, like,
he almost
forms a bond with it?
He almost sat down on, like, he almost raw-dogged the toilet. Like, he didn't have either seat.
Right, and he almost just fell in. That happened to me once. And ever since then,
that was enough for you to always look back at it?
Well, I mean, I stopped giving my wife so much grief for saying that, you know, I need to put the toilet seat down, otherwise she's going to fall in, because I'm like, how are you going to fall in? And then it happened to me once, and It was terrifying.
Your little booty cheeks
I felt
got
like
all
I was
wet.
Falling into the black abyss. I was like, oh,
you
God,
need to squat
no.
more because if you got a fat ass, that ain't a, that you ain't falling in.
You are
that has nothing to do with you squatting. That just means your ass is so fat it can't fall into a toilet.
You squat?
Thick with two C's, baby.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, this is some wild stuff. A dude was stowing away from Guatemala, and he hit himself in the landing gear compartment of an American Airlines plane. And this isn't the sort of thing where this guy got in there, and then they found it on the runway, and they stopped, and they pulled him out. No, no, no. He was in there the entire flight. So, I mean,
he's lucky he didn't die. I mean, well, a lot of people died doing that. We've heard a couple of stories.
I mean, where like it lands and all of a sudden, like they put down the landing gear and the body falls out, sort of thing.
Or
I mean,
you freeze to death, yeah, or you suffocate because there's not enough air.
They're saying that the temperatures got as low as negative 54 degrees Fahrenheit, and that this plane was traveling between 30 and 42,000 feet of altitude, mm-hmm. which is also obviously really tough on the body. So, extremely low oxygen levels.
Let him stay.
And, yeah, like, you've earned. He made it. Yeah, if you were trying to get to America and this is what you did to get here, you did it.
Yep, you made it.
You have arrived. Well done. You get a house in Kansas and $2,200. And a 2013 Toyota Avalon with $20 worth of change in the center console.
$5 worth of change, you mm-hmm. son of a bitch. How dare you. And a Mickey Mouse happy birthday pin.
Man, I know that this is like the most little D energy of all time, but Kim Jong-un from North Korea, right? The evil dictator.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. There was some rumors for a while there that he wasn't doing well and this and that.
It's little dictator energy.
Is that what it is?
Yes, okay. Yes, this is what's going on over in North Korea. Little dictator energy.
Well, so he has a look, right, which is an awful haircut, being pretty fat, and then wearing like a leather trench coat.
Yuck.
And well, you'd think yuck, but now all of these other people have started to like emulate his look, and he's decided that he doesn't like that because that's his look. And so he's now banned leather trench coats, so now only he can wear them.
Wouldn't that be flattering?
You
I mean,
think,
I would have
right?
thought that, I mean, well, I guess they've been brainwashed since birth in order to like really, really love him, as everyone else on from the outside looking in is like, whoa,
what
that's
are
really
you talking
freaky.
About, yeah.
But I mean, I guess like if you were that obsessed, you would want to emulate. And I feel like he would take that as flattery. Like people actually like me.
Right. Nope. I mean, my look. Nobody else can do it.
But we were talking about this, and Mahoney and I. Is his haircut also banned as well, or is it?
I think so.
Or is it he's only given them six options, his people, six different hair options, and his is one of them? Because I know if you go into like a
supercuts over in North Korea, and they have like six haircuts to choose from, and that's
only.
It?
Only.
And his hair is so
bad. So if I walked in with my normal magazine of David Beckham and said, make me look like him, it wouldn't work?
No. What do you mean? You can't bring a magazine into North Korea. Are you kidding me? Shot on sight.
So this is pretty unbelievable. This is also having to do with an airplane, but a little bit different than the stowaway from Guatemala. A woman on a recent Delta Airlines flight got into some trouble recently because she was breastfeeding her hairless cat mid-flight.
At least it wasn't the other way around.
And they asked
True.
Her to stop.
Too many nipples to choose
There's
from.
Lots of nipples. So many nipples.
That would be way weirder.
The incident happened on a recent trip on board Delta Flight 1360, which is a route that travels between Syracuse, New York, and Atlanta, Georgia. And the image posted on social media suggests that the cat was indeed breastfeeding, which I will say, pretty well-trained cat.
Is
Ian,
it a small
you,
cat?
You have a couple cats.
You also have nipples.
That is very true, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine a cat suckling on your nip?
No.
Sharp teeth.
Wait, is that where catnip comes from?
No.
Is that?
Oh my God!
Is there
Did
a
we just cracked the case of catnip?
I mean, your girlfriend is about to give birth, so
what are you implying, Dave?
This is a pretty good time to test it out.
No, because my oldest cat has an overgrown nail right now, and he is pretty moody, and I don't want that getting passed on to the nips.
But maybe you give him some catnip.
Stop it, Dave.
Come on,
He's
let's
old.
Try this.
Don't do that to Phil my pregnant girlfriend.
Put it on TikTok.
Tipsy. Or toddler.
All right, so tipsy or toddler is the game, and the way that it works is I'm just going to read you things that were said by either a person that is hammered or by a little kid, and it's your job to try to figure out which it is. It can be a little bit tricky if you spend a lot of time around drunk people, which maybe you did over the Thanksgiving weekend. You realize that they're very toddler-esque. They're kind of stumbling and mumbling and knocking things over and sometimes falling to the ground and acting like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So there are similarities, but again, Ian has done a great job of transcribing these things that were said. So we'll read it to you, and then you make your guess, and then we'll play you the audio. We'll find out who gets more right. Out of the five that we have in total, whoever gets more right is going to be the winner today. And Mahoney, we'll start with you. So you can actually read the first one. Audrey will read the second one, and then Ian and I will bounce back and forth and finish it out from there. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, take it away.
Number one, day poop. On eyeballs, the poop from the bugs. The poop just tickles my eyeballs.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That is a toddler.
A toddler is correct. Very nice. Let's have a listen.
The poop on my eyeballs and the poop from the bugs. Their poop just tickles my eyeballs.
What a cute
That's
kid.
That's how you get pink eye, kid.
Yep, gotta
That's
be careful. Audrey on the board with one. If you want to read the second one there, Audrey, Mahoney, it is your time to guess.
Don't shame me, Joey. Don't shame me. Joey, don't shame me. Don't shame me.
That's got to be a drunk person. That's a tipsy person.
Yeah, it is.
Don't shame me. Joey, don't shame me. Don't shame me.
Each of you have a point. Very nicely done. Here we go. On to number three. Ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. What? I feel crazy. Am I having fun tonight in this deep program?
Audrey.
Audrey?
Is that a tipsy person?
It is. Oh, whoa. Very nice.
What? I feel crazy. Am I having fun? I ain't making us a D program.
They get us the D Ooh. Program, he said.
Okay.
All right, Audrey has two. Mahoney has one. Audrey, you can win it with one more correct. Ian?
Clip number four. My T-shirt say, I'm not Tom Nado. Hey.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
I ain't take your rings off and your mustache.
Audrey.
Audrey.
Oh, get out of here.
That's a toddler.
For the win? Yeah. Have a listen.
My T-shirt says, I'm not tomato. Hey, I keep your rings off and your mustache off.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, we are starting out the Redneck Report today with a couple of big bangs. A dispute broke out over a gaming machine, like a gambling machine, I believe, in the Houston area over the weekend. It was 2:30 p.m., which isn't that late, and you wouldn't think that people would be that drunk at 2:30 p.m.
Oh, no. If I'm at a casino and it's 2:30, I'm drunk.
It's a dentist's favorite time.
So this woman was upset with this particular gaming machine because I guess she was losing her ass on it, right, which is sort of like how slot machines work, but you're just hoping for that fun little bonus round. Well, this woman decided that she was, and I don't know why, she had lighter fluid with her, but she did.
Of course she did.
So she was mad that she was losing on this gaming machine, and she starts pouring lighter fluid all over the machine and lights the thing on fire, which, you know, been there. Not saying I'm above that. Feel your pain. However,
we do that mentally.
Mentally,
we don't
actually physically
yes.
do it. Yeah. But then another woman got mad because she couldn't play this machine anymore because the other lady had lit it on fire, literally. And so they both storm outside into the parking lot, and the woman that lit the machine on fire got shot. Because the other lady was like, hey, you just lit my favorite machine on fire.
Gambling rage.
Yeah. She was transported to the hospital, stable condition. The suspect fled but was later apprehended by the cops. So she's in big trouble now. Because I guess that
just
even if you,
the debt.
Yeah, if you are just defending the honor of a perfectly good, not on fire slot machine, you can't just shoot somebody even in Texas.
Doesn't seem right. This ain't the America that I knew.
She was avenging that machine.
Speaking of shootings, this is a boy. You guys are gonna appreciate this one. A webcam model that was doing an adult show on the internet.
So she was she doing like a solo of like Shakespeare or something like that?
It was a solo
she was
something,
like,
yeah. So
King Lear, maybe?
Romeo.
She was doing a...
Pay me some audio.
a bit of a solo show. You were correct in that part.
Uh-huh.
Only she was using a prop.
Okay. Was it like a musical instrument?
It was not. It was not a flute. It was more of a handgun. 9mm handgun. Any guesses as to what happened next?
Wait, are you saying that she was using said firearm to...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Enjoy
there.
her time
Which
on the web.
She was until, you know, she accidentally shot herself in the hoo-ha. Ha! Oh, no! Oh, my!
Do they make
what
gun condoms?
An idiot.
Oh, wait, those are called safeties.
No, she was not using protection, Mahoney.
Do they make bulletproof vests for your junk?
Can I get a coochie Kevlar?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, she's going to survive, but man, that was either a really good or a really bad show, depending on what you
tip
were hoping for.
No, it's not. No more tip.
Oh, jeez.
Anybody got
no more tip? No more tip.
Does anybody have a video of this for scientific purposes?
Oh, God.
Just wondering, you know. If we're talking about it, we should probably see it.
And let's continue on with the weirdness here. A Florida man is accused of hitting a woman with a sock full of rocks during a robbery.
Oh, God.
So this
Bad Cat in the Hat book.
You're like, hold on, let me get this tube sock and fill it with a bunch of rocks and go around robbing people. He was trying to steal her purse. Ricky Williams, 28, wait, the football player, was arrested early Tuesday. He has gone off a cliff.
I thought he just smoked a bunch of weed.
Yeah,
man.
I thought he was
shaved
doing fine. I thought he was a mentor or something. Yeah. Now. Well, police told a woman that she was waiting to grab an Uber again around way too early for this stuff to be happening. 4:45 p.m. And this guy tried to grab her purse, and she, you know, held onto her purse. And he hit her with a sock full of rocks.
I would lose my mind if I saw some guy like wielding like a sock behind his head as his weapon of choice.
Yeah, do you have to wind it up?
No,
like
that's gonna hurt.
Yes,
that's gonna
hurt
like a
hurt.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know if I could. I think that if for comedy purposes, hit me. Like that's hilarious. What do you mean you've got a sock full of rocks and you're stealing my purse?
Man,
hit me. This
never
is hilarious.
Full metal jacket.
No, actually, I haven't.
There's of course,
a scene,
he has.
There's a scene where they put bars of soap in socks and they beat Private Pile, and then he
but
he
I
loses
feel like soaps would be better than rocks.
Yes, I mean, but military soap.
Oh,
maybe like
probably
a brick.
Harder. Yeah. Everything's harder in the military. Yeah.
And one guy who you'd think would be old enough to know better than to do something like this did not. You know, you hear about somebody getting into shenanigans at a birthday party, and it's normally not a 68-year-old man, but a man celebrating his 68th birthday at an amusement park in the Philippines decided to take a selfie with a plastic crocodile prop. You know, he's just there, like, goofing around. There was one problem, though.
Was
yes,
it, was it a real was it a real crocodile?
It was a real crocodile.
Did it bite him?
It bit him.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So did you get taken on strange vacations when you were a kid and maybe not realize how strange they were until you get a little older and you had some perspective on things? Or field trips with school? Because, I mean, I remember as a kid going on field trips, we didn't do a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, growing up in rural Minnesota, there wasn't a whole bunch of places to go. And I think that we were all just poor. And so, like, it didn't take us on, like, cool field trips.
You go to, like, space camp.
Like, I do remember, like, my senior year of high school, I was in South Carolina at the time. And they took us all to Washington, D.C. And the thing that I remember more than any of the national monuments or, you know, seeing the history of the country, it was how many people in the National Mall were trying to sell us fake Oakleys.
Oh,
I mean, they were on,
yes.
in the 90s, late 90s, Dave.
Yeah. And
Oakleys were on fire.
I learned recently that those are called Brokleys, the fake Oakleys.
Or Folkleys.
Yeah, or Folkleys, the fake Oakleys.
Or just gross.
Yeah, I bought some.
No, you did not. Were they white?
Yeah,
they were white.
Yeah,
white.
And then to make it even worse, the little black O on the side, the Oakley wore off. So you couldn't even tell
that they were
fake Oakleys.
Put it in with whiteout?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it was colored in, I think, with a Sharpie or something. Yeah, it was just goofy-ass stuff. But I didn't think about it at the time, but I'm like, man, there's all these people out here just, like, hustling all of these high school kids trying to get money out of them. And we were just totally unsupervised to sit here and haggle with these people on the street as to whether or not we were going to buy these bootleg fake sunglasses.
See, we never got to do like an out of state trip in high school. Like I skipped my senior trip, whatever. I guess that was like after you graduate, then you go down to Bountown Beach, Florida, or you go down to Daytona or something like that.
Bountown Beach.
One of my favorites that I do remember, because I loved getting on the school bus, like for trips, like going for like sporting events, like especially if you were like going out of town or if you were driving for like an hour or whatever. Because I don't know, the aura of like anything could happen
on a bus.
Especially like to like a horny high school student, you're always just like, I am here for this. But they took us, it was about an hour and a half. It was a 90-minute drive to outside of St. Louis, to almost to Rolla, to a vacuum museum.
A vacuum museum? That has to be a like and front for laundering money, right? Oh, that's a vacuum joke.
No, actually, it was pretty interesting. But, I mean, the fact that it was not like just like, here's just a little place. It's a rather large facility with thousands of vacuums.
That's
and
very
you learn
weird.
About the history of the vacuums. Vacuum. I don't even remember what class it was for or why they thought this was going to be a good idea to take a bunch
like
of like 16-year-olds on a 90-minute bus ride to go to a museum of vacuums.
Teaching y'all like even more how to hate chores. Like, it's like, well, here you go. This is what you're supposed to be using right now, but you're not. So go home and tell your mom that you know more about the vacuum cleaner.
Mahoney, I bet the person that was in charge of giving the tour at the vacuum museum absolutely effing loved every second
vacuums?
Of explaining to the crowds of tens and tens of forced people that were there all about the vacuums.
I don't remember much from it other than the fact that, like, the bus ride, one of my friends did smuggle some vodka onto the bus.
Well, you guys were how old?
16.
Okay. All right.
You never.
So that vacuum center was lit.
You went to more of a more like a religious high school, didn't you?
For the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get me on the right path.
North County, St. Louis. We're a bunch of hooligans. You know, it's like, we're like, let's get drunk and go to a vacuum museum.
It's the only way to make it bearable, to be completely honest. If it was something more enthralling, you guys might not have thought about getting drunk.
Were you drunk at the vacuum museum?
I mean, not like drunk, but, you know, definitely had
a little buzz. You're 16 sipping on booze. Of course you're drunk. You're lightweight.
I had a decent tolerance at that point.
Oh, you drank often? You party animal.
Well, we started when my buddy's 15th birthday party, his mom rented out a Motel 6 for us.
Ooh, so
which,
you were a year
by
in.
The way, Joe's mom. I mean, I know that was the cool thing to
you
do.
You were the cool mom, but being the cool mom or the cool dad isn't actually that cool.
That's why your son's an alcoholic now.
Yeah,
this is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So the strange field trips that you went on as a kid, or the odd vacations that maybe you went on with your family that you didn't realize how strange they were at the time until, you know, you got a little bit older and then you realize, hey, my parents just like parked me in the corner of a casino while they gambled for 7 hours when I was a toddler. E-Check said, had a long weekend snowboarding trip to Brighton, Utah from Arizona with our high school. We had a snowboard club called the Snow Riders.
Hell yeah.
Which I bet, man, the Snow Riders were real badass.
A snowboard club in Arizona. Hell yeah.
Said all but one of the actual faculty flaked out at the last minute, but we had all paid $250 each, which is a lot when you're in high school. So they wrangled up a few parents willing to go. Absolutely none of them cared about what we did. It was a heathenistic paradise for us rambunctious high school jerks. Have you ever been on a class trip or something like that where the chaperones do not give a damn at all?
Yeah, but it was banned, so it was a little different.
No, I hear banned was like a bunch of weirdos.
It was like middle school
weirdos,
band.
But like, you know, they were like, they got freaky.
We were in middle school.
Oh, middle school. Oh,
middle
that's
school.
Different. I get out of here with that.
But I remember that one awkward moment where everybody's going into the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
It's always like you're always at a hotel and the chlorine level
fills
is
the
always
air.
Way too
so
high.
So romantic.
You're like, oh, man. You don't even open your eyes underwater and you just walk into the room with a pool and your eyes turn red.
If you do open your eyes under the water, it's all just cloudy because there's so much chlorine in there.
So much pee, too.
You feel it burning on your skin.
Can you smell that smell right now?
Yes.
Man, like, it's one of those smells that you just say chlorine and everyone is just hit with that wave of pain.
Indoor pools, I mean, seemed like a good idea in like the 70s and 80s. But I feel like we learned that, like, because you go to most new hotels, most of the pools are outside.
Yeah.
The indoor pool.
Ugh.
So foul.
Never good.
So you just triggered a memory when you were talking about the smell of chlorine, only this is just the smell of shampoo. I had some friends that went on a church retreat trip when they were younger, but they all, you know, were hooligans and they just wanted to drink. And they had this one friend that would sneak liquor in, but he would sneak it in like one of those giant shampoo bottles.
Yes.
But The problem is that he didn't rinse it out enough.
Oh, God. Never leave a dude to, like, figure this kind of stuff out.
And so they were all so booze hungry that they were drinking this soap-flavored vodka.
Burp and bubbles.
And they got violently ill because I guess drinking a bunch of shampoo is not great for you.
No.
And then the next night, they went back and did it again. I mean, they were, like, pooping and barfing everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
But there was still a half bottle of soap shampoo vodka left. And so they continued to drink it, even though they knew what was going to happen to them.
I'm just seriously envisioning whenever you're going to puke in the toilet, flushing it down, and all of a sudden all these bubbles come out because there is still remnants of soap in the puke. Like, I feel like that is... Honestly, you played yourself. You did that.
You did.
Knew, especially after night one, if you knew that it was going to make you that sick, if you went back for round two, I guess you got to do what you got to do in those situations. You paid for the booze.
Right. You got,
and you're
got
young.
You got to power through.
You can't go out and get any more. Dumb.
Speaking of band and road trips, Copper on our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, don't ask what goes on in the back of a marching band bus on a long trip back from a road game. The chaperones certainly did it.
We shared a bus for our sports team in high school, and that was pure chaos.
So we would go, when we would travel with the cheerleaders and the team at the same time. So there was always like co-eds on our bus.
So crazy. So crazy.
When you're on a school bus as a kid, because I remember doing that for, you know, cross-country meets that would be out of town, you'd be traveling back. If you were on a school bus and it was a co-ed school bus you were coming back from anywhere, but it was at night.
There was so much going on.
Oh, there are just fingers everywhere.
I blacked that out until you just reminded me, and there is a smell just like chlorine on those buses.
Yeah. It's misery and desperation. Yeah.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So did you go on weird vacations, or did you go on weird field trips when you were a kid? Maybe at the time you didn't know that they were weird. It's just in hindsight. Jeremy said that I used to get taken to the Lake of the Ozarks. Mahoney, you grew up in that area.
I did.
When I was a kid.
Every summer I spent down there.
And I had no idea that I am pretty sure my uncle was a meth dealer because I was young at the time and didn't realize why he had all of this weird cooking stuff in his single-wide trailer.
He was probably making moonshine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on... When was this? Was this post-2000s, pre-2000s? Pre-2000s.
I would assume pre-2000s,
Post-2000s, you're talking probably meth at that point. Which, the Ozarks, very weird. Like the weird, like, touristy areas of Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri... It's like always these like bootleg ass like carnival rides, and it's
Carney Central.
Like,
is what it
as
is.
A kid, I loved it, and I could never understand why my dad and like I had to like convince my dad and my grandparents to go down to the dam because that's where it was. They had like a little strip and all these weird little stores everywhere. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, yeah, that must be miserable for an adult just because. It's like, oh, here's a fun house with like crappy fun mirrors and slides and water that runs uphill.
Yeah, like for us as kids, we're impressed by all
everything.
Of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in hindsight, you're like, oh, yeah, no, it's just like, it was really, really trashy.
Yes.
And
really trashy.
Yeah, like even for Lake of the Ozarks, you're like, yeah, this is, yeah. Andy said, first few years of my life, I lived on a dairy farm in Colorado before moving to the city. And I remember my elementary school took a field trip to the dairy farm that I used to live on. My dad was a chaperone for the trip, and I remember my classmates getting all excited to see a cow getting milked and everything else about farm life when literally that was just
your life,
our everyday
life. But as a city kid or a kid from the suburbs going to a farm and seeing goats and seeing cows, it's not something you see. We did a field trip, I think, like fifth grade, where we went to a place called Grant's Farm.
Yeah.
And same thing. I mean, it was commercial. It was basically just a tourist trap for the kids in the suburbs to come and here's a cow. Now give us $20.
I mean, I joked about going to a fish hatchery, but I actually did that. Did you guys ever go to a fish hatchery?
I've never been to a fish hatchery.
So I don't know if that was just a Minnesota thing.
In Alabama.
Well, you got a lot of lakes up there.
A lot of lakes. You wouldn't think that
North
you would
Alabama.
Need like to have a separate thing for a fish hatchery because they would just happen in the lakes. But yeah, that was a thing. And I remember distinctly two things. One, being creeped out like how a lot of the fish didn't look like they normally look because
they were gray?
Yeah, they were like gray fish.
Oh.
And then...
Yeah, like they die, like when you find out they like die salmon and stuff. orange.
Yeah. Did you know that? Like when you go to the grocery store and you like get the salmon, it's like they have to dye it to look that color because when they raise them in those tanks, they don't have their natural salmon color. They're gray.
Mm-mm.
And then, of course, the other thing was the overwhelming smell of the fish hatchery. Can you imagine working in a place like that? Just fish soup every single day.
Speaking of weird field trips, Sky Carne Asada in our chat said, my mom went to a high school field trip to a cattle slaughterhouse.
Oh, my God. Did they show them the slaughtering of the cattle? Because that feels pretty like
I mean, high school, you're 16, 17 years old, but still, like, I am 40 and I will not watch any of those, like, here's a behind the scenes, like at a slaughterhouse.
Of how chicken nuggets are made or how burgers are made. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how the meat is made.
Almost every person that I know that has become a vegetarian, it all starts with watching one of those videos on YouTube.
But I'm so weird.
In high school, before YouTube, that's how my wife got, like, she did a report on, like,
meat
factory farming.
Yeah.
And that was it for her.
I feel like I'm just so weak. Mahoney and I have actually sat here in studio and watched like the way that chickens are raised in their little eggs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that I lasted maybe a month, no chicken. And then you just realize, dang, what else is there? What else is there to eat other than chicken? There's nothing else.
I had 3 spicy chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A on Black Friday.
Were they running a special, buy 2, get 1, or buy 1, get 2?
I was on DoorDash. And Chick-fil-A holds up pretty well when it's getting delivered.
Getting delivery, yeah. Doesn't get all soggy.
Nope, it doesn't. It's pretty good.
It's that little weird aluminum bag
that's
that
right.
They have, yeah. This one from 702 said, in 1978, I went to a Christian school for a year or two because I got in trouble a lot, and we went on a trip to Moapa to the hot springs, and there was a girl in a thong, which was unheard of back then. And the pastor got all bent out of shape. She was French or something. And all of us 12 and 13-year-old boys loved it.
Also, does that seem like a bad idea? Like, we're going to send my kid to a religious school because they're a troublemaker. And you're like, no, they're just going to be a troublemaker. They're just going to convince all their friends at the religious school to do bad things.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember seeing your first thong in the wild?
Yes.
Yes,
like in the 90s?
Yes, 90s everywhere.
Whale tail, it was like, that was the hottest thing of all time.
Bathing suits. I remember seeing my first thong bathing suit at like a Wet n' Wild theme park or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just remember just being right behind the butt and just being like, wait, is this what adult women, just like, we're just out here? But she was a European, of course, and this was in like Florida.
You got your whole ass out though, and you just could not believe it.
For real. I just remember that. I was like, okay, where do I look now? Like, do I look up? Do I look side? Do I look around? Like, where do I look?
It's a little bit different for you, though, because you're 10 years younger than me and Dave. Mm-hmm. And, like, thongs didn't really become a thing until, like, the late 90s. Like, the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, I was, like, 10 seeing it for the first time.
And so, like, I remember, like, in high school, it was like, oh, my God, did you see that Renee has a thong on?
It was probably her mom's that she stole, by the way.
Doesn't matter. She stole it.
Still hot, Renee. God.
Yeah, I still remember. 25 years later.
Oh, God. You still remember Renee?
Oh, Renee, Nay.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can any of you explain the whole manic pixie dream girl thing I'm seeing all over the internet now? What does that even mean?
Message deleted.
What?
The manic pixie dream girl? I have no idea what he's talking about. What is he talking about?
Audrey?
Manic. So, like, super emo, all over the place, almost like neurotic almost.
No, I mean, I know what manic is, but what's he talking about?
We're going through the list here. So the panic pixie dream girl, which means, like, she's got, like a pixie haircut is what I'm assuming. So it's just this allure of sad e-girl meets pixie haircut. That's all. And a lot of people, but also take that same dream girl for guys. It's just like that neurotic, like sad girl image that's like hot for some. That is also like what I envision the fingernails being painted for guys that are like the one earring that's like kind of long e-boy-esque for girls in the young 20s right now. They're also sad boys.
Am I the only one that is a lot less interested in social media now? I mean, like, I feel like my interest level in social media is at an all-time low.
Yes.
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's just Not following garbage. The right people or the people that I actually find interesting have just sort of checked out of it or what?
So I feel like it's because we're seeing a shift in social. It's where we're consuming the content. It's a lot less. It's a lot more boring because not everybody's on Instagram like they used to be. We're seeing a shift from Insta to TikTok, and we're seeing the wave of like the middle ground. Like some people are still on Instagram, of course, but they're posting less, they're engaging less, and you're seeing a lot of the leftovers from. Like there's no originality anymore because you have all of this bleeding from all of this other social media that you can get from TikTok to Instagram, from Twitter to Instagram with all of the memes and stuff and the reels. So there's just a big blend, and I'm with you. Like it just doesn't feel like you go to Instagram for a specific thing anymore. You don't go to Facebook for a specific thing anymore. Everything wants to be a big blend and the same thing so that you don't feel like you have to go to one individual so they can monopolize on it all.
And I feel like TikTok...
it's younger.
There's a lot of cringe, though, because like I'm 42 years old. And so when I see people that are anywhere near my age range that are trying to lean into this TikTok thing with either like the really bad like fake skits that they do.
Oh, God.
With like the couple
so
skits or whatever.
So cringe.
So cringe. Or like the dancing and you're like, hey, Melissa, you're 38. Can we stop with the bad synchronized dancing that
like
you
if you're
clearly
good,
don't know what you're doing?
That's one thing.
See, but you gotta get your algorithm together.
I mean, I guess.
Because whatever you spend the most time, even if you don't like it, if you view it, it takes that into account in your algorithm, by the way. So if you're watching it, it still almost constitutes as a like. It's going to continue to see your feed. So like if you see a weird 50-year-old dancing, scroll. Because it will
Dave,
post
with,
up in your algorithm.
I'm with you. I would much rather spend my time watching like pre-produced programming. You know, stuff. There's just so much good stuff
like actual art
on TV.
There actually is.
So if I'm going to be brainless and mindless in my activities, I'm gonna watch something that, you know.
Yeah, the other thing that gets me is just like all of these reports about, you know, the social media giants totally ignoring like how awful they are for kids and just sweeping it under the rug and or stealing information and everything else. It just feels kind of dirty.
It's funny, though. So around the holidays, you know, everybody, you know, reaching out and you get these. First off, thankful for everybody who did not send me a happy Thanksgiving text.
I don't think I got a single one.
We got one.
Oh, did we?
And it was not, but it was from our boss. And it wasn't really one of those. It was like a group text that you, me, and Bossy Rossi and our bosses was on. That one was fine.
I was going to say, I was not in that text. Were you, Ian? I didn't get that. But thankful for everyone except for Audrey and Ian.
He doesn't know my name or phone number. It's fine.
And our former boss. Okay.
He doesn't wish me a happy anything.
It's a distinguished gentleman's group chat.
That's right. That's right.
You. Where we smoke cigars and we drink bourbon and do manly things.
Uh-huh. Eat raw meat.
No, I feel
what was
like
the point of that?
I know, just saying that he's thankful that he didn't get any text messages like that. I only got one this year.
Only one, because I always feel like it's like some ex or like some like dude who's trying to like creep
or like a friend that you haven't talked to in 4.5 years, and then they're like, "Hey, happy Thanksgiving." You're like, "Why are you thinking about me?
Why?"
Yeah. I
appreciate
know.
It. I
like,
guess
it's nice,
but
I feel like you're also just going through your entire
now. I'm indebted to you. Now I owe you a Happy New Year's text or something.
I will say I got a text message from my grandmother because I didn't call her, and it just hi with a period.
Oh,
grandma.
The period. I said hi, happy Thanksgiving. Left me on red.
Oh, damn.
You cut out the wheel, girl. Oh, dang.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Man, last week, Mahoney, you just got absolutely embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Just got your ass kicked.
Dave,
on air in front of everyone.
Wanted our listeners to feel something for the, you know, the caller, you know? And so I gave it to him.
Did you?
Yeah.
You gave it to him.
I pulled the Tim Donaghy, or whatever his name is. The referee who was...
The shady basketball referee?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I fixed it. I fixed it, so I lost.
Oh, I see. Clever of you.
Yes.
Chelsea is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show while eating peanut butter toast. I don't know why you wanted to throw that in there, but welcome, Chelsea. It's great to have you.
Hello.
Chelsea.
Well, Dave, she included that she was eating peanut butter toast because she's going to speak very slowly.
She's like, what up?
Anybody ever try to talk after you take a bite out of peanut butter? You're like a dog licking his lips.
All right, before Mahoney goes, Chelsea, what is your education level? Did you complete any level of education higher than a
middle
couple
school?
Of years of Community college?
No, I'm also a community college dropout.
Excellent. Community college dropout versus community college dropout. You guys are both going to be asked the same questions today. There is a total of 6 questions, and you have 1 pass. Should you choose to use it, I would encourage you to use your pass sooner rather than later. If you get a question right today, you'll hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. Are you ready, Chelsea?
Chelsea also get an external, like an extra lifeline as well? Because I know that whenever Mahoney and I were playing it, I feel like, Chelsea, I'm trying to get you an extra lifeline here. Do you feel like she deserves one in the chat as well? Because she does participate, twitch.tv/DavidMahoney.
Okay, let me ask you, Chelsea, do you want an additional lifeline?
Maybe.
Okay, so I'll take that as a yes.
Okay,
so
we'll use it in case.
You have 1 pass, and then you also can ask the audience on any question that you want, okay? And then everyone that's listening along today and everyone that's chatting along at Twitch can give you the correct answer, but only on one of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go with question number 1. In Greek mythology, which son of Poseidon is usually represented by a merman?
King Triton?
Yes, we'll accept that.
Attagirl.
I mean, is it King Triton? I mean, technically, it's just Triton, right? But
King Triton's from Little Mermaid.
She dropped out of a community college, Dave. We'll give it to her.
He was a king in The Little Mermaid. Disney made him a king.
You are correct. 1 point on the board. Well done.
Little Mermaid.
On to question number 2, Chelsea. What is the name of the poker hand containing 3 of a kind and a pair?
Royal Flush.
3 of a kind and a pair.
Okay, I'm going to pass.
Okay, good pass, good pass. Full house is what you're looking for.
I know nothing about poker, so.
Okay. Good pass then. Excellent. Excellent pass. Excellent. Question number 3. In what year did Neil Armstrong take the first steps on the moon? And keep in mind, you do have another lifeline here, which is to ask the audience if you choose.
Okay, I'm going to ask the audience.
Okay. In what year did Neil Armstrong take the first steps on the moon? 833-YO-DUMMY if you want to text in. And Chelsea, I don't know if you can actually see the chat right now.
So it looks like 69. Nice, nice. Everyone in the chat is saying 1969.
What do you say, Chelsea?
Yeah, is it 1969?
That's right. Yeah, very nice. Okay, 2
Atta
on the board.
Girl.
2 on the board. We do have 3 more questions here, and there are no more passes or lifelines, okay?
All right.
Here we go on to question number 4. What is the tallest statue in the United States?
Statue?
Mm-hmm.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, girl.
Yeah,
nice.
Okay. All right. Question number 5. How many lines make up a sonnet?
A sonnet? 8.
Sorry.
Is it 7?
No, 14. 14 is the correct answer there.
Oh, that's too long.
It's okay. You got 3
cut
correct. Here we go. Final question. Albert Einstein was born in what country?
Germany.
Yeah.
He was born in Germany.
Bort.
Einstein. Yeah, that's a pretty German name.
Okay. Here comes Mahoney. He's back in the room. So we'll see whether or not Mahoney can do better than Chelsea. Mahoney. Full disclosure, Chelsea did get the additional lifeline like Audrey has had in the past, so she had 2. You only get 1, which is a pass that you can use at any point. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, in Greek mythology, which son of Poseidon is usually represented as a merman?
Son of Poseidon?
Mm-hmm. Son of Poseidon.
A merman?
Mm-hmm.
And you said in?
Greek mythology.
Not in the DC comic world.
Correct. Yeah, not in the DC comic world.
Or Zoolander world.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, good pass. Triton.
Whatever.
Okay. All right. Yeah, whatever. 5 questions now in a row. There are no more passes or lifelines. Question number 2. What is the name of the poker hand containing 3 of a kind and a pair?
That'd be a full house.
Full house. Mahoney on the board with 1. Next question. In what year did Neil Armstrong take the first steps on the moon?
1969.
Nice. Question number 4, what is the tallest statue in the United States?
Tallest statue?
Mm-hmm.
I can't, because there's that new MLK statue. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's bigger than the Statue of Liberty. I'm going to go with Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. Question number 5, how many lines make up a sonnet?
7.
No, 14.
That's what I said.
14.
Too long of a sonnet.
It all comes down to this. It is the final question. You have 3 correct. Chelsea has four correct.
Okay.
Albert Einstein was born in what country?
It's either Germany or Austria.
His name is Albert.
It's like, and I can't remember if I'm confusing Hitler with Einstein, which probably not a good combination.
Albert.
I'm going to go Germany.
Germany is correct. Well done, Mahoney. You got four correct, but unfortunately for you, the tie goes to Chelsea. Well done, Chelsea. You get the win today. Chelsea, is there anything you'd like to say to Mahoney?
Good job.
Oh, that's cold. So is anyone really working this week? I'm just curious, like, if we have like a couple of weeks left of work, like this is one of them, right?
Yeah,
we're working.
We are
stuff
working.
Stuff needs to get done this week.
I know that we're actually like present, but can we all just agree collectively as a society that like we're going to work this week and then next week, and then everyone's going to kind of screw off for the holiday, right?
I think that's usually how it goes. I mean, last week, no work got done.
Nothing.
Nothing. Trying to get anything done work-wise, nothing was happening.
Now, because everyone took like a half day the day before Thanksgiving.
We worked.
And then everyone punched out on Friday. Nobody was working then. And even like the Monday and Tuesday, it was like people seemed like they were kind of checked out.
Like literally the week before Thanksgiving until February, for trying to get business stuff done. It's the slowest period of the year.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah.
I would think that you would thrive. Like, this would be, like, your time.
No, I just, like, people are encroaching upon what I do. Like, what doing do nothing do? Is supposed to be my thing, not everybody's thing.
They're swimming in your pool.
Exactly.
Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving break, though? Did you enjoy it? I know that, Mahoney, you are pretty amped up about your macaroni and cheese that you were making for the family.
Was it a big hit? I didn't put any peppers in it this time.
You burned them out last time.
I did a white cheddar, a extra, extra, extra sharp yellow cheddar, and I did a smoked Gruyere cheese, and my mom loved it. So she said it was the second best macaroni she's ever eaten in her life.
What was
second
the first?
Best.
She said a steakhouse.
What?
She didn't even have the wherewithal to lie to your face.
She's like, I went to Fleming's once.
One time, and that was really good. But yours is almost there.
No, if she would have said it was the best she's ever had, I wouldn't have believed her.
She could have. It was the holidays. The holidays are the perfect time to lie. No, it's where everybody's like, oh, wow, this turkey is not overcooked at all, and it's so overcooked.
She liked it, though, because
everybody's lying. Yeah.
We had it at my grandfather's house is where we did Thanksgiving, and then, you know, we took it, and then my wife and I took the bowl with the, you know, because I made a monster amount. We took it home, and then she was like, oh, I wish I would have gotten some more before we left, and so we took some over to her the next day after that. So.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did anyone else compliment your macaroni and cheese, or was it just your mom
that said
it was the second best?
Oh, and my grandfather did. Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
What did they say?
They said it was good.
Was it because you were like hovering? Were you like hovering?
No, I didn't even. How's
your macaroni and cheese, Grandpa? Is it good? Is it good? Do you love it?
I put in three blocks of cheese, and I made it with whole whipping cream instead of half and half.
Uh huh.
So,
how many calories do you think were in a serving of
10 million. It was. I mean, it
did it have that crunchy top?
I don't like the crunchy top on my macaroni. I like
crunchy top makes everything better.
It would have. It might have been the best, not the second best, if you had the crunchy top.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I prefer just shells and cheese.
See, you had a Thanksgiving that was pretty laid back, which sounds nice. Yeah. Audrey, on the other hand, got on a plane with her drunk husband because she started drinking.
What time? 8 a.m.
8 a.m. Yeah, and they serve.
You're on vacation.
They served alcohol. Yeah, I mean, you're on vacation.
Well,
what else are you supposed to do?
You got to the airport early because obviously traveling over Thanksgiving.
Who knew what it was going to be like?
One of the busiest travel days of the year, and luckily for you, you got through security.
Yeah,
pretty quick.
House on the plane though, but we definitely were. If we had showed up any later, then we would have hit some traffic. But we definitely drank, and we absolutely ate, and I watched so much TV that I'm kind of disgusted by the TV now. Like, I don't want to look at it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because we were just watching, like, all kinds of football, which I don't know how you men do that. Like, I mean, I know women are into football, too, but, like, the pregame show, going into the postgame show, going into the football. Oh my God.
I'm good for the game.
I'm good for the game. The pregame stuff is exhausting. It's exhausting.
You don't find Terry Bradshaw charming?
Oh, gosh. There's just so much. Or even
to his
college ball,
granddaughter.
Rogue ball. Like, there was just so much sports.
God, I loved it on Thanksgiving. It was just like one game into the next, into the next.
And we watched it all day, and I enjoyed it. But I mean, the in between sports, like not even just kind of getting a little bit of something else in there, like no like palate cleanser. It just was overload. See, you don't ever feel like it's overload?
I watched all the sports over the weekend, and then I also, Ian, your recommendation, watched Yellow Jackets on Showtime.
Never
which is that Christina
that.
Ricci one.
Oh, okay.
And it's only three episodes in now. Another one just came out over this weekend. But, yeah. Yeah, it's...
I told you, bro.
It's pretty good.
Did anybody watch the dog
Although,
show?
Although, dude, I'm telling you, like, I'm now four episodes into Dexter. It is cheesy as hell and lazy.
It sucks now.
It is lazy,
it
man.
It sucks. The writing's bad. The acting's even bad.
No, like, they're just, like, obvious, like, plot holes. But then there's, like, he was pumping gas in this last episode, but the gas wasn't pumping. And you're just like, he's just lazy, man. Like, you guys aren't even trying.
Bad production.
Yeah, it just sucks.
I did watch the dog show, Mahoney. It was
a
good dog show.
Did you watch what happened after the dog show?
No, what happened?
Because I was done watching football after the last game on Thanksgiving wrapped up. And then it was like the World Pet Olympics or some nonsense. And I was so embarrassed because my mother-in-law walked into the room. And I was watching a miniature pony dunk a basketball. She's like, what are you watching? And then she looks at me and goes, are you high?
We've been looking for you.
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
All right, so we are all trying to figure this out together. 833-YO-DUMMY if you would like to weigh in today or in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Ian goes out on the streets, approaches total strangers, and tries to find one with an active warrant out for their arrest. And he approaches people that look like they have a warrant out for their arrest, which is... you know, kind of interesting and dangerous in its own right. Did you go to a singular place this week, or were you just sort of bouncing around?
I was bouncing around. That's what I usually do for this bit, Dave. We have some areas of the city that are a lot more saturated with people with warrants than, say, other parts. But multiple locations today. I do need you guys not only to guess who has a warrant in this group, but also I need you to guess which one of them I found shirtless in a lawn chair, resting his legs on a cooler while reading a book
in the middle
of the sidewalk.
That sounds amazing.
And
I was hoping you saw that
guy and you're like, I got to talk to him.
I have to. That's my job,
one day,
Dave. That's what keeps the lights on.
One day I hope to get a Who's Got the Warrant and Mullet Over crossover in one. One day. I can dream. It's like one of those crossover episodes from the 80s. You know, that's like the sitcoms used to do.
It's like when Chicago PD and Chicago Fire get together. Damn. Anybody? No, you've never seen either of those shows?
I know what you're talking about, but I've never watched them.
And the crossover episodes are the best.
Is that the same same people who produced ER?
I think so, unfortunately.
Man, I love that show.
So you might like Chicago PD and Chicago Fire.
Okay, here we go with our first contestant in Who's Got the Warrant. This is not Michael, it's Michael.
All right, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Do you want to give your name?
Michael.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced?
I'm 43.
All right, man. You ever been arrested before?
Several times.
For what?
Drugs. A few things, yeah.
Were you at the speedway? Like, what was going on there?
Are you literally on the highway while you're doing this interview?
I mean, that's got to be the guy that was on the sidewalk with his shirt off because he thought it was hilarious that you both almost got run over.
Yes. Do you know how many medians I've had to run into for this bit? You have no idea. I've been clipped by so many Kias.
Okay. I was so distracted by
took
the...
your soul.
The Kia that whizzed by that I kind of missed the end part there.
Man, you ever been arrested before?
Several times.
For what?
Drugs. A few things, yeah.
Drugs, a few things, yeah.
A few things, yeah.
Oh, God.
I got to put a question mark next to him.
And his name is Michael?
Michael.
Michael.
Is it A or UH, Michael?
UH, Michael.
UH.
German.
Okay.
That
Swedish, I think.
That's
Swedish.
Ooh, Michael. That could be a tell because maybe he's not giving us his real name because he does have a warrant. I don't know. Here we go on to contestant number two.
Do you want to give your name?
Steven.
All right, Steven, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced, and do you play golf?
I do not play golf because that's too expensive.
Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Yes.
How many
times.
Oh, too many. Have you ever done time in the pen?
No. I've never made it to prison. It's always city jail.
City jail. All
he
right.
He sounds drunk.
Very high chances man has a warrant.
Yeah.
I think. Because he's definitely, you know, he's pointing out that he has never been to prison,
uh-huh.
But city jail, no walk in the park.
feel like he's got a relationship with the guard at the city jail for whatever reason. Like, welcome back.
He's definitely intoxicated, Steven. Jaywalking, something like.
Yeah.
He is so drunk.
I guess, my guess is he does not have a car, though.
Petty theft is what it feels like to me. I don't know.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't think he's got it.
I think drunk and disorderly.
Drunk and disorderly is a good one, too.
Feeling that. So definitely two strong contenders with who's got the warrant. Starting off, Dave.
Let's meet our third one.
Sir, do you want to give your name?
David.
Hey, David, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced, and do you play golf?
I'm retired. Learned to play golf, but I teach tennis.
Huh. That's a first for who's got the warrant. Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah, I think I have.
What might have you been arrested for?
I was driving a car while intoxicated.
But you've never done time in the pen or jail or anything?
Never been in jail.
I don't think a tennis instructor is going to have an active warrant. And he also gave his full name.
That man does not teach tennis current day. You cannot. Ian, did that man look like he taught tennis in current day today?
Well, to spoil it, this man was shirtless. Resting his legs on a cooler.
Oh my God.
In a lawn chair reading a book in the middle of the sidewalk. So I could definitely see him teaching tennis.
Was he wearing like those short tennis shorts, like those McEnroe shorts?
I could tell what religion he was by how short his shorts were.
He teaches tennis.
Literally.
In his
I saw everything.
How was his bulge?
It was good.
Good, very
it
nice.
It was really
yeah,
good.
The size of a racket.
Did it look like he was smuggling two tennis balls?
Yeah, did he have the extra balls in his pocket? the old Jimmy Connor nut huggers.
Okay. I think that David, our last guy there, does not have a warrant.
That's the guy I want to party with the most, though.
The guy sitting shirtless with a lawn chair open
and he's reading
a book on the street doesn't strike you?
My guess it was probably a nice day out. Was it a nice day out when you did this?
Oh, it was gorgeous.
The reason why I don't think that he does is because if you're shirtless with your feet up on a cooler on a sidewalk in the middle of the day, you're drawing a decent amount of attention to yourself along with drinking.
Dare you to arrest me?
So you think it's David?
I'm not saying that. I'm just thinking that there's other people that I feel like we can eliminate.
Okay.
I feel like I want to eliminate the second person.
You want to eliminate Steven?
Yes.
I don't know. I think that's who I'm going to go with.
Really?
I'm going the shirtless tennis instructor as not having the warrant. David.
He just seemed to me that he just, I don't know, had his stuff a little bit more together. Like, I mean, even though he's drunk and a little bit out there, I just feel like he had the most teeth out of the three, and I feel like the less teeth, the more problems you have.
I don't know, man. As drunk as he is, jaywalking or some sort of drunk in public, I can see that guy, and he's made it a point to say he's never been to prison. That's what the key for me is. Like, okay. I feel like you've been arrested a whole bunch of times, but you've probably been arrested a whole bunch of times.
I'm with you that the tennis instructor does not have a warrant. Are you okay with eliminating him?
No, I'm not.
Ian, what do we?
Just get to the clips.
Mahoney and I are both saying eliminate number three, the tennis instructor. So we're going to go with eliminating the tennis instructor and see if we're right. Because we could be wrong, and you're saying.
Go ahead. Eliminate him.
All right, let's see.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
No.
All right, David, off the board.
Gave his last name. You know that is a giveaway, Audrey.
Not all the time.
So we have Michael, and then we have Steven.
I'm going Steven.
You both think Steven. All right, let's just be unanimous here. I'll also say Steven, the very drunk guy. So that means that Michael, off the board, does he have a warrant or not?
Steven's the one who was
the very drunk man.
Oh, no, I want a Michael.
You want a Michael? All right, let's have a listen. Here's Michael.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
I do not.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't feel.
I told you I had a feeling about Steven.
Do you have a guess on what Steven's warrant is for?
I think it's drunk and disorderly. Or jaywalking.
Petty theft. I'm sticking with petty theft.
Maybe speeding. But I don't think he has a car.
Yeah, wait. So does that mean that he doesn't have a warrant, number one?
No, Michael does not have a warrant.
Yeah. He doesn't think.
Steven does.
Here we go.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
Two.
For what?
Public urination.
And then what about the other one?
Called public urination.
What?
Oh, I hate him. That's so gross.
And that's how Ian got COVID.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
Public urination.
And then what about the other one?
Called it public urination.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So are you one of those people, Mahoney, because you've been working out pretty much all year, right?
I mean, by working out, you mean walking. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's working out for you. That's your method.
That's my method of exercise is, yes, I go for, you know.
Some people think, like, in order to work out, you have to go to the gym, and it has to be for, like, an hour, and that's the only thing that counts as a workout. No, like, you can choose whatever works for you, just being active for, you know, 30 minutes a day or so.
It's usually an hour for me.
And see, so, I mean, but that's a pretty big departure from what you were doing, which was nothing.
Just taking care of business and eating fast food all the time while playing computer games?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little different.
But are you one of these people that's going to, like, finish the year strong? Or are you it's the holidays, like, I'm going to sort of back off?
I haven't stopped. I've hit every day so far, and I'm not sounding like, not sound like I'm bragging or anything, because it's definitely not, like, anything to brag about. But for the winter, I need to lose more. Like, I need to increase my working out, my at least how long I'm out walking for, because I can't do it in the summer. That's where I put on, you know, I got down to around 218, I think, 215. And now I'm around 232 or so, because during the summertime, it's just too hot to walk. And also, I'm a very fair-skinned individual, and I burn easily. So the winter time is when actually I plan on really buckling down and focusing on my walk.
So you're in the minority. The average American is going to add about 8 pounds over the next month. Really?
How do you even gain 8 pounds?
Food
in a
and
month?
Booze. You bloat and I mean, retain
booze,
water.
Booze, but, and sitting around doing nothing.
Nothing. But, yeah, sedentary.
I don't know. I used to eat anything and everything I wanted, drink whatever I wanted, and not move at all.
You've never gone on a vacation and come back and weighed yourself?
And be like, man, I really did gain like 5 pounds on like a week vacation.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the day after you get back, it's like a lot of it's just salt weight. But like to gain actual 8 pounds of fat, I don't know if you can do that in like a 2 month period. Can you? I
mean, Audrey's looking like you just challenged her. Like she's like, yeah.
No. I'm not. No. But no, for real though, whenever you're thinking about COVID, how fast everybody gained weight, people gained 30 pounds in 3 months. That was like the average. Was like 20 pounds on average how much people gained during a 3 to 4 month time span when we were all locked
in. See, maybe
indoors.
It was just because I you know, had kept the bar so low for so long, my body just adapted to me being a giant piece of garbage. Mm-hmm. So it was like, this is just, you know, like your body's like, yeah, that's just, this is where you're at. This is what you do.
This is the new you, whether you like it or not. But if you put on a couple extra LBs over the next few weeks, don't feel bad because everyone's rocking that 8 pounds.
Do you want a rower?
No. Why would I want a rower? I hate rowers.
Oh, do you? A rower?
Okay. Yeah. Never mind. My mom's got that one from House of Cards.
The one with the actual water in it?
Yeah.
That's the best. Like $1,800 that's one of the best workouts for you.
Are you trying to sell it to me?
No, I was going to give it to you.
You're going to give me a rower?
Yeah.
Did she give it to you?
She said, you know anybody who wants one.
You're already re-gifting the rower?
No, she said, do you know anybody who wants one? And we said, I'm never going to do it.
You know how you have like certain machines that you like and certain machines that you loathe? I don't like rowing.
I don't like any machines other than the hammer press
treadmill I'm here for strength. Elliptical here for
incline press I just want a hammer strength incline press because that's the only one that I feel
makes
like
you
I'm
feel
a,
strong
yeah and I'm like even though I know I'm not
Kyle said Kevin Spacey is included. That's nice.
Really nice rower. It really is.
Yeah,
I want to know why she bought a rower. Was she like, did she watch the what was it, the Social Network, and was she inspired by the Winklehoss twins or something?
Or was it Kevin Spacey from House of Cards? Or did Suzanne Summers get her on one of
she
those
did
commercials?
Have a, she did have a Thighmaster back in the 80s.
Okay.
So, but no, she doesn't like doing it, so she does a treadmill and an elliptical bike now more often, doesn't like it.
Have you started using your Peloton yet?
No, man. It hurts my butt.
I thought you got the big seat.
I haven't installed it.
You haven't even installed it see if that would be better?
Well, my wife uses it, and she hasn't said anything about the thing, so I haven't put it on.
She hasn't guilted you into putting on your new seat that you spent? How much was your new seat?
Like $50.
I feel like that's a lie. I feel like new Peloton seats are more than $50.
No, it's just a bike seat.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I just went out and I Googled fat ass bike seat, and I found the first thing that popped up on Amazon with a bunch of good reviews, and I bought it, and it is a very wide seat. I just haven't installed it, and I'm probably not going to because I feel like, because also my wife can't get the Peloton shoes off the Peloton, like, so they're permanently clipped in.
Wait, she just like
just literally
just turn your ankle to the outside.
So it's like it would be an extra step for me to like have to like strap in my shoes.
Why do I find that so funny that there's just a pair of ghost shoes floating on your Peloton at all times?
She only puts them on when she's on the bike.
Yeah, they're like.
Oh my god.
They're already strapped in, and then she just puts her feet in and clicks them in.
It is a weird.
Man, y'all are weird, man. I don't know what is happening in your house.
It's efficient. Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Matthew McConaughey has come out and said officially he is not going to run for governor
Thank
of
you.
Texas. He put out like a 3-minute little speech, and I mean I actually thought that like a lot of the stuff that he said made
is
sense,
right, but also it's very like we stop being divided and bring together and yada yada yada, all the stuff that we say and then we don't actually follow through with.
Yeah. I never believed him
that he wanted to run.
No, I never believed him for a second that he was actually going to follow through with it.
I mean, he would be the first major, very relevant celebrity to get into. Well, I guess
you're forgetting Arnold.
Yeah, no, you're right. Arnold.
And arguably Arnold was a much bigger star.
Trump was pretty relevant too, I guess. I mean, on different levels.
But
I mean, like Matthew McConaughey.
Trump
like
wasn't as big A-list of a star as Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
As far as like,
was Arnold like A-list still at the time?
Well, he was still like big.
Yeah.
I mean, people know his name.
Arnold was, you got to remember, Arnold was the biggest of all the action heroes during the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
And, about half the state hated him.
Yeah.
And, looking back now, it's like, he wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
That's usually how
and
it
now,
goes.
And now all he does is smoke cigars and hang out with his little mini horse.
Don't you feel
that
like that's
sounds
how,
way
it,
better.
How yeah. it goes in politics in general? Everybody thinks that it's like the end of the world, the end of everything until
when
afterwards.
When one person is in charge and then you look
and then
back,
you go
and, you're
back
like,
and you're like, oh, that wasn't that awful.
Compared to how awful things have gotten, it really wasn't
it's
that
not
bad.
It's not that awful.
I mean, and we also can't forget, as Copper pointed out in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, the governor of the great state of Minnesota.
Jesse
Ventura.
The body Ventura.
I mean, we Jesse have a Ventura. Long history over the last 30, 40 years. I mean, if you think about it, the governor of California is one of the most powerful political positions in the entire world.
Right.
The GDP of California is that of like bigger than like, I think, was it 95% of all the countries out there? So Arnold running that. You've had Ronald Reagan, who was president, who was a actor. You have Donald Trump, who was a celebrity before that.
Right.
Jesse Ventura. So, it wasn't out of the question. It's just, I think we're all just like, Matthew McConaughey, you're most famous for being high and playing bongos in the nude.
Yeah, we don't need you running.
Like, I like you, and you're a great actor. Like, True Detective Season 1, I mean, just phenomenal.
As Ian pointed out, the Lincoln Lawyer, hello.
Failure to Launch with Kate Hudson.
Angels in the Outfield, where he was, didn't even have any speaking lines.
He didn't, but he was
shirtless, I believe.
He was.
Gold Rush.
So let's take it down on the old celebrity ladder a couple notches here. Wes Scantlin, lead singer of Puddle of Mud, back in the news. Any
Why?
Guesses what for?
Did he beat up a neighbor again?
He didn't beat up a neighbor this time. He has done that a couple of times.
Did he kick a miniature horse?
He did not, but he did.
Did
storm
he punch a baby?
No, he did storm off stage again at one of his own shows. This time,
bad.
Oh, is he going down? Is he going down a Smash Mouth route?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
We heard Tim McGraw doing this. Tiffany from the 80s, if anybody is recognizing that name at all. And now Wes is out here doing this. I feel like this is a new phenomenon.
This isn't the first time that Wes has done this, though. This is, I believe, the first time that we've had a celebrity. Like Vince Neil has stormed off stage inadvertently by just falling off the stage multiple times.
Right.
Which is dangerous.
Wes Scantlin has now stormed off stage for a second time. This one, show in Green Bay on Saturday, I guess was mad at his roadie because the lights were shining in his eyes, even though, you're on stage and that's what
happen.
Lights do. And he
did he not go to sound check? Did he not pay?
How many people were at this Puddle of Mud show in Green Bay? That's what I want to know.
I was looking at it, and it looks like
a fair type.
You think what? 300?
250?
So it's a club.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. 20 years ago, I would have been at a Puddle of Mud show.
I've been to a Puddle of Mud show.
I've been to a bunch
of
Puddle of Mud
Puddle
shows.
Of Mud and Saliva together.
Ooh.
Click, click, click. Boom.
She freaking hates me. Yeah. I mean, honestly, those songs back to back, I wouldn't doubt it.
But look, Josie Scott, way better.
Way cooler, yeah.
Way cooler than Wes Scantlin.
Can you imagine like where you are in your life if you make national news because you're the roadie for Puddle of Mud that got yelled at by Wes Scantlin? Like, dang it.
Dude, I mean, I side with the roadie on this 1,000%.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened. it's the roadies in the right.
I mean, 100%. If you show up to soundcheck, those are things that are fixable. That's all fixable stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of a crowd turning on an artist, did you guys see the Island Boy
duo
get turned on by the crowd?
So they were doing an appearance at a like Florida nightclub, and they went out and they decided that they were going to do their I'm an Island Boy a cappella.
Okay.
And it was...
As awful as you would imagine,
sure. Because it's awful even in its original form. But you'd think that they would, like, dress it up a little bit and have, like, I don't know, a fat beat that, like, Ian could drop in that would make it somewhat better that people could get into. But no, they're doing it a cappella, and then the crowd just slowly starts to go, like, boo.
Okay, they start... but what were they expecting? These are all fixable things. Were you expecting, like, top-tier performance from some random dudes on TikTok? Like, they probably don't even know how to work a mic. Like, what in the world were you expecting?
Well, speaking of terrible performances, guess who has a new hot track out?
Who?
Kid Rock. Kid Rock has got a brand new song, and he had to tell people that it was not a Weird Al parody, and then Weird Al had to come out and also be like, no, this is not a Weird Al parody, because it seems...
It's a joke.
Like, it's a joke, but no, it's not.
We watched the video before the show today, and I will say, I know a lot of people are hating on it, but I was not familiar with the band Monster Truck before today.
Yeah.
And I don't hate them.
Mahoney's leaving a fan.
And also the Kid Rocket in the video. This is a video. What's the name of the video or name of the song, Dave?
It's called Don't Tell Me How to Live.
Okay.
And in part of the video, he blasts off on a Kid Rocket that is in the shape of a middle finger that kind of looks like a dong. And he takes off into outer space.
It's a 50-year-old guy complaining about how offended millennials are.
They're all snowflakes. Would you like to hear a clip?
I would love to, Dave. Nobody gonna tell me how to live. There's a part of me. There's a part of me that holds. I am the bull god from Kid Rock. I've seen Kid Rock live. I've seen Kid Rock DJ sets. I don't hate his music. I just hate who he's become. You become a cranky old man.
Yeah.
Like in your, you know, he starts off the album or starts off the video by saying, you know, like repping Detroit forever, and it's just too funny. I mean, that's just where we're at. Like, it feels like a parody, but he's not in on the joke.
If you'd like to hear a little bit more. Years ago, we all thought it was a joke. See, that every kid got a mother trophy. But yo, homie, here's a situation. A nation of is our next generation. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wait. What was that line? Something about the next generation basically being terrible?
Yes, female genitalia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Female genitalia. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're strong and we can do this. Nobody thought that was funny.
I'm just buying it over here. I'm buying it.
You are buying it.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, so it's mine and my girlfriend's 11 months, and she just proposed to me, and I just wanted to say I love you, Kayla, and I know that she listens to this every single day on her way to work. All right. Bye.
Message deleted.
That's sweet. That is nice. Now, like, very rarely do we have like shout outs that happen on the radio anymore because, you know, that used to be like one of the few ways that people could communicate publicly. Now, you know, you just do it the old fashioned way. Hang a banner over the side of the interstate that says Trump won, you know?
And I love
don't
you,
ruin
Kayla.
This sweet moment with Donald Trump banners.
No, I'm very, very happy for you guys. Congratulations.
That is very nice.
And thank you for including us in your happy moment.
But do you think 11 months?
Yeah, 11 months. That's what I'm saying. 11 months. That's kind of
I mean, how old are you?
She sounded young.
Because I feel like if you're like in your late 30s, 11 months is fine.
Or if you've been divorced twice. Then 11 yeah. months, then mm-hmm. you get married again.
Is this allowed? I feel like we're like kind of like we're stepping on the moment, but I really do feel like we need to have a moment.
But if you know,
we need to
you
have
know.
A conversation you know, that 11 know. Months is so fast.
Are you living together?
Have you lived together? Have you talked about
I guarantee it.
Your political views? Have you talked about like
have you
how
met
you're
each
spending
other's
your
families.
Money? Have you met each other's family?
And
like
talked about their political views.
Their political views. Exactly. Like, are you guys going to split bills? Are you guys, is one person's going to pay more than the other? Mm-hmm. Like, these are very important.
Are you going to get a prenup?
Yeah.
Alberto said in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said they're going to announce their breakup on here, too.
Yep, 833-YO-DUMMY.
If you'd like us to break up, if you'd like to announce any of your divorces, 833-YO-DUMMY, we'll play those as
Make
well.
Make sure to tell us why you're getting divorced also, just for context.
Chelsea said lesbians move fast. Come on, we all know this. Do we know this?
I didn't know that.
That's why I'm saying they moved in, I guarantee. 11 months usually calculates to about 3 years.
Is it because we're both women? Or like, we are both women. I'm acting like I'm like a lesbian in this conversation right now. But I mean, is it because women tend to move faster than men?
One of our producers here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, Alyssa, is a lesbian. Can we ask her to confirm?
Oh, I guarantee. Or deny? I think I've already talked to her about this. They moved in quite quick.
I'd like to know how many months.
I will ask.
Okay.
Listen tomorrow. Hell of a tease for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Mm.
Please leave a message after the tone. Message deleted.
What? Oh, that's Mahoney.
That was a Mahoney impression. You didn't pick it up.
We're all right, dear friends.
No, when we're drinking, getting ready to do beer for breakfast, I say.
We're all right, friends.
Do I sound like a drunk cookie monster when I do that?
Yeah. I don't know, but that sounded like a whale. It really did.
Do you need to be pushed back in the water?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Would you rather be attacked by one horse-sized duck or like 50 duck-sized horses?
Message deleted.
Horse-sized duck.
Yeah.
For sure. Because miniature horses, still horse teeth. If you've never Googled horse biting someone, Google it and then be scared of horse mouths for the rest of your life.
No, I'm going horse sized duck.
The guy who was trying to pet that
fun
wild
to like,
horse
to like punt a bunch of like tiny horses.
No, I like horses.
I'm not
though.
Hunting any of these animals.
But they're attacking
I just feel like
you.
Nah.
Have you ever thought about like little crusty ass white dogs? Like if you're out walking and they start barking at you, do you ever think about how far I could kick that dog if he came after me?
No,
I don't.
You monster.
My wife and I were walking over the weekend.
I always think that that's a terrible owner.
And there was a crusty-ass white dog that weighed probably 6 pounds.
Ugh, gross.
That was just like yapping and like trying to like get rowdy with us. And I'm like, dog, if you come over here and bite me, I bet I could punch you a good 30 feet.
And then the owner's always like, he's friendly. No, clearly, he's not
he's
friendly.
He's biting you right now when you just picked him up.
And Mahoney gets drafted to the Green Bay Packers.
60-yard field goal. Good.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
I know I should not delight in this, and I apologize in advance for sharing that this kind of delights me.
What's that, Dave?
But a former reality TV star has been hospitalized after getting bitten by a venomous spider.
Who is the star?
John Gosselin from John and Kate Bliss 8.
What kind of spider?
I don't know. I think it was a brown recluse.
Oh, God.
Oh, they confirmed it. Brown recluse.
It was confirmed?
It was a brown recluse.
Is he going to lose an arm or something?
He was in bed at home in Reading, Pennsylvania.
That's all of our nightmares.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Is this karma? Said he was looking forward to his first real single weekend DJing in Philadelphia.
Because he just broke up with his girlfriend.
No, and he can't use his arm because it might be falling off.
And he has Ed Hardy shirt on. He is ready to go. And he said he was aware something was wrong, took himself to the hospital, and he said, yep. The doctor said he immediately knew that it was a brown recluse because it can be deadly. The doctor told me I was lucky to have come in. Because that way I won't lose a limb or die from a bacterial infection. Fortunately, he is on the mend. He's taking antibiotics. He's using a topical cream. He's going to be just fine. But John Gosselin almost got murked by a spider in bed.
Well, we wish him a speedy recovery so he can get back to DJing those middle school dances as soon as possible.
In Pennsylvania.
Hell yeah, man. He's going to spin the new Kid Rock track. Because Kid Rock is
I also want to know who was dating John Gosselin in 2021.
Colleen Conrad is her name.
Probably many people
broke
who
up
like,
back in February.
Weren't paying attention to that whole era? Like, I mean, I didn't realize, because I was younger, I didn't realize that he was such a total douche. Like, I didn't know that aspect of his life. So I knew that he was, like, totally petitioning to be, like, this new reality TV show dad of way too many kids at a time, like a litter of children. But I didn't know that he was, like, Ed Hardy wearing gallivanting
with Lindsay Lohan's
dad.
There was a moment in time where a brand, like a huge brand, Ed Hardy, died. And it was the moment that John Gosselin and Michael Lohan were walking in lockstep together to a pontoon party, both wearing almost matching Ed Hardy shirts. You're like, that's it?
That's it.
You saw it jump the shark right there. That was the moment. That may be more of a jump the shark than an actual jumping of the shark.
Hold up.
Which came from Fonzie jumping an actual shark while water skiing.
But so he broke up with his girlfriend, this Colleen Conrad, back in August, and she was going through a breast cancer battle.
Okay, so
he broke up with her while she was going
through. Here's the thing.
What are you, you piece of garbage.
I get that, but I mean, if the relationship's over, it's better than sticking around until the end of it and then
you stay while if you are in a relationship.
I'm with you, Mahoney.
Somebody gets cancer.
Yep.
You gotta stick it out. Until it's over.
I'm glad you got bit by that brown recluse spider. That's karma, bitch.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So it is going to be beautiful today in Las Vegas, 75. Audrey hates it because it's not cold enough for her.
It's almost Christmas.
It's not almost Christmas.
We've got a
month. Perfect. It's perfect.
This is fall.
Hey, trust me, like our buddy Chet's going to go up on a scaffolding here in like a week.
And you know what
always happens? It's going to
turn to crap like one day before he goes up.
He is a reverse gopher. Yeah. Anytime he goes up on the scaffolding, the weather in Las Vegas goes from amazing to awful overnight. It's without fail. I don't think it's in the 20 years that he's been doing that. I don't think there's been a single day or a single year where that the weather has not
turned. It hasn't been like 75 and perfect. It's always like before he goes up.
It's windy.
Yep.
Gets rainy.
But that being said, it's a great toy drive. Please donate to it.
Yes.
Raiders, of course, beat the Cowboys in overtime on Thursday. The next game going to be here in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium this coming Sunday. Washington football team is coming to town, and that game is going to happen at 1:05 this coming Sunday. But another Las Vegas home game for the Raiders. Meanwhile, the Golden Knights are on the road this week, Wednesday and Friday. Next game is here in Las Vegas, at least, is going to be on Sunday with Calgary coming to town. The games that are on the road, because if you guys notice, I don't know if you try to watch a lot of Golden Knights games on TV this year, but it seems like the coverage, it always used to be the AT&T Sportsnet, and now like the two games this week will be on ESPN Plus, but it's a little harder to find the games sometimes, which is kind of annoying. But long story short, ESPN Plus for the Wednesday and Friday game, and then Sunday back in town over at T-Mobile Arena. And some good news, I guess. All the parking lots and garages are once again open at McCarran International Airport.
Oh, were they closed?
Some of them have been, yeah. It's been a real pain in the butt.
Never affected.
When I flew out for my cruise, like we were running a little bit behind.
Yeah.
And so I was going to park in the garage.
Well, yeah, the garages have been backed up because the economy lots have been closed as well.
Oh,
which has been screwing people up.
And so I went to go park in the the covered one, which I was like, I'm willing to pay the premium for parking in the covered parking at McCarran.
Yep.
And they were closed that day, and so I had to take my car to valet.
Oh, and that's like what, for like 30 bucks a day?
For a week. Woo! For 8 days. It was $250. It's the dumbest. I would have rather set that money on fire.
I'm cackling.
It was the dumbest thing I've done.
But you still did it.
Yes, because I had to. Because
I'd planned. Long time, yeah.
I had planned for
parking.
My
bank account would scream. I can't. I find a friend to drop me off. I didn't even know that this existed.
Man, I can't do that. I can't ask somebody to drop me off at the airport.
Or Uber.
I have a guilt complex.
I don't do both.
I can't do it.
I don't want an Uber driver knowing that I'm out of town.
That's what you're worried about?
Yeah.
The Uber driver knowing that you're out of town.
And I don't want my neighbors to see me putting like bags in a car and getting out.
Where do you think you live? You live in a neighborhood with 80-year-old people. They're not going to break into your house.
There's some you underestimate the octogenarians.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.